4chan is a website that allows users from all over the world to congregate. Inspired by the Japanese Futaba channel, also known as 2chan, 4chan was originally created as a forum for users to discuss anime and share random photos. As you can imagine from its name, it was created to be twice as impressive as the original website, and over time, has become one of the most frequented websites in the world. The feature that draws many to 4chan is the anonymous nature of it all. Every user on 4chan can post and comment anonymously, not even needing to register with a username. This means that anything you see on 4chan could have been posted by anyone. Your spouse, your coworker, your mailman, or even someone on the other side of the globe. You, the reader, would have no idea who posted it. 4chan does have moderators that curate many of the boards there, and there are admins capable of tracking IP addresses, but 4chan is, by and large, moderated by itself. Anonymous users are allowed generally free rein, and can post whatever they want, as long as it isn't illegal and fits in with the theme of the board in question. This anonymous nature allows users to express opinions and thoughts they otherwise would not. Definitely stuff they wouldn't otherwise share with their employer or their closest friends or family members. This type of activity has earned 4chan a reputation online as a relatively lawless place that is free of any control or civility. And the site has earned international notoriety for its involvement in numerous pranks, as well as being one of the biggest outlets for the 2014 celebrity nude photo leak. Well, 4chan's reputation would take another major hit later in the year, when one of the darkest events in internet history took place on the site. On the afternoon of Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, someone on 4chan posted a picture of a nude woman who was incredibly pale and had what looked like a laceration on her neck. To an outsider, it might have looked like a corpse from a movie set, but this was no fake. This was a real woman who had been murdered, and whose body had been posed on a piece of furniture. Along with this photograph, an anonymous user had posted a message which read, quote, "Turns out it's way harder to strangle someone to death than it looks on the movies." Immediately, 4chan users began responding with a cavalcade of internet memes and inappropriate jokes. But less than 2 minutes later, the original user posted yet another image of this murdered woman. This photograph taken from further out, proving that it was not a doctored image of the first. This picture showed that the woman was indeed fully nude, and without a doubt, had been violently murdered. Along with this image, the user posted another comment, or a boast, depending on how you read it. Quote, "She fought so damn hard." At the time, the anonymous visitors to this 4chan forum seemed to find this entertaining, with several other users posting the following comments in quick succession. "Because that's why it's called a movie and not real life, you dumbass. You what, mate? Put a shoe on her head." The original poster would leave at least one more comment, along with yet another photo of the dead woman's body. This third and final comment read, quote, "Check the news for Port Orchard, Washington in a few hours. Her son will be home from school soon. He'll find her, then call the cops. I just wanted to share the pics before they find me. I bought a BB gun that looks realistic enough. When they come, I'll pull it, and it will be suicide by cop. I understand the doubts. Just check the fucking news. I have to lose my phone now." Moderators on 4chan quickly pulled down the post, but the damage had already been done. Screenshots and archived versions of the post were soon shared to Reddit, and then, shortly thereafter, to larger news organizations. And this isolated incident quickly grew out of this dark corner of the internet. To many, this all seemed to be part of an elaborate hoax, but within the hour, it would unfortunately be proven true when the killer's cryptic taunt, that the dead woman's son would be returning home from school to discover his mother's lifeless body, came true. This is the story of the 4chan killer.
This defendant murdered another human being.
You don't know kind. You're evil. You're evil.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
I hope that this matter can be resolved.
This has been a brief preview for my new podcast, Resolved, which is available now on Patreon. If you would like to hear the rest of the episode, consider heading to patreon.com/unresolvedpod, where you could become a patron and help support this show. All patrons get access to my backlog of bonus mini episodes, as well as commercial-free episodes of other podcasts from Unresolved Productions, including Unresolved and Hoax. New episodes of Resolved will be made available on the 15th of every month, so stay tuned and make sure to check it out if you're interested. Once again, you could find more information at patreon.com/unresolvedpod. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers.